Hey, we were trying to think of, because it's the Favre game, whether you had played against Favre, and I think we came up with two games. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember much about playing against him?
Yeah, I've gone up against him a few times, I believe. Not sure if I went up against him with Green Bay, but I know I went up against him when he was quarterback for the Jets and a game when he was playing for Minnesota.
Okay. Anything particular you remember about playing against him?
Well, he's a very fiery guy. I guess, you know, Brett Favre, when he was with the Jets, he introduced me to the Dino pass, which is the double post. And, being it was my first transition at safety, I would always take the first guy that was crossing my face, and the second post was always coming right behind. So I think he scored two touchdowns on the same play during the course of that game.
That was a huge route in the West Coast offense, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It can get a little tricky, you know. It takes a little bit to understand that route. I understand, you know, how to play both at the same time, but I finally got that down pat.
Just with you guys, what have you guys done better on defense for the last few games? Because obviously you've not given up too many points anymore.
Well, I think, you know, I think guys have been more focused and more locked in as to, you know, what the offense is going to throw at us. I think we play better, understand each other more. The chemistry is better on the defense side of the ball. I think we know how to relate to one another. We understand each other's strengths and weaknesses more. And, you know, we've just been making plays. Everyone has been making plays. You know, we haven't been relying on one or two or three guys to make plays. I think everyone has been contributing in some way, somehow. So our defense, you know, having success is been having over the last few weeks.
You guys, you know, we're making quite a change on defense. What was the transition like going to Vic's defense? I can't imagine that it was really easy.
Well, it was a transition. You know, in all my years of playing, I've never played in the D-Force team. So just understanding the run fits were a little bit different. Understanding, you know, responsibilities as far as, you know, the down linemen and the linebackers were a little different. But, I wouldn't say it was hard, but I wouldn't say that it was an easy path to learn. It wasn't so hard to learn, just more so a little bit hard to get comfortable. And for me, you know, with the way he wants things done, as far as their read, their assignment, their technique, so. But, you know, I think we finally grasped that, and so far so good.
As a DB, what is the challenge for you guys when Rodgers gets out of the pocket?
He's very accurate. You know, the guys, they stay active in their route running. You know, they always try to find a way to break or get open. And he's so good throwing the ball, you know, on the run. He makes them just outstanding throws, you know, outside of his body, and he's a guy that you have to respect. He's a guy that is, you know, he has all the talent in the world. He can also beat you with his legs because, you know, he's a mobile quarterback, and you have to respect all aspects of Aaron Rodgers' game.
One more Favre question for you. As a DB, did you enjoy that challenge based on one of the all-time greats, or I guess how did you approach those games?
Well, you love it. You know, you love that challenge going against, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's proven that. So, you know, it's a great challenge for you. So it was a great test, you know, to see where you are as a defense. And, you know, we just try to continue to, you know, make strides, you know, as the season goes on. But we always embrace that challenge. We look forward to it, especially being a division rival. You know, we definitely get pumped up for this game.
Obviously, had the stops in Arizona and with New York, but what appealed to you about Chicago and when you made that decision to sign on with them?
Well, I just felt like, you know, this is the right place for me. It was a great fit. Understanding Coach Vic's defense and playing with those guys several times when I was in San Francisco, playing with those guys several times when I was in New York. You know, I like the way he played the safeties. I like the way he played his defense overall, and you know, very enticing myself. So, you know, I figured, you know, why not just go out here and step outside the box a little bit and just give it a chance to see how it goes.
As a team that's trying to build something down there, how important have those back-to-back road wins been, do you think?
I thought those were huge. You know, I thought those were huge. I wish we could have, you know, capitalized on one last week, but, you know, we fell a little short. But, you know, all I'm saying, I feel like our defense is calling. You know, we're taking a huge step forward, and we're going to continue to do that.
Are you going to play on Thursday, do you think?
I don't know. You know, that's a possibility. I'm working my way up to it right now, you know, to hopefully I can, you know, get out there and help the guys. But that's what I'm working towards right now.